from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has just released a record called Beginners out on Anti. It's Christian Lee Hudson, who joins me from his place in Los Angeles. Hello, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I know things are weird, and you have just released a new record into the world and are having to do all of your promotional appearances virtually. That's got to be a struggle.
Yeah, there's no like coffee in like a green room or anything like that. I got to make my own.
I mentioned at the top that you're in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
And originally from that area, Santa Monica?
Yeah, I'm from like West LA.
I read that you spent some time with family in Indiana, and for a time you were living in Nashville, correct?
Yeah, when I was in my early 20s, I moved to Nashville on kind of a whim for like a year and a half.
Did that work out? Was Nashville the right place for you? Obviously, you've moved.
I don't think it was the right place for me, but I love it. I mean, yeah. I grew up listening to country music, and I was like a really big country music nerd, so it was kind of a dream to move there, and I got like a weird opportunity to do it out of nowhere. But then once I got there, I was like, oh, okay, it doesn't really feel like it's my, there's a place for me in it necessarily.
I want to start by talking about how you began playing guitar, which was quite some time ago. But before we do that, I found this really interesting story of you growing up that I wanted to just verify is true, that was related to your school burning a copy of a Harry Potter book of yours?
That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah, I can confirm that that's true. And that's in California, in Los Angeles.
What's the story there?
I went to like a really like fundamentalist Christian type elementary school, and there were a bunch of books that they had banned, and I didn't know that Harry Potter was on that list when it came out. So I brought it to school because they would allow you to do like after you finished your work to read your own book if you wanted to. And they confiscated my book, and then they had like a big, they didn't celebrate Halloween, but they had this thing called Harvest Fest, where people would dress up in costumes, but you didn't call it Halloween, and they had a big bonfire in like the school playground, and they burned everyone's confiscated books.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What was the impact on you of that?
Well, I was just like, okay, well, I'm bad. I'm I didn't realize, like, I just was convinced as a kid that I was going to hell. For, you know, because of that experience and many others at that school.
And how's it worked out now that you're in adulthood?
You know, I'm still not sure that I'm not, you know, but I feel like I have a pretty good hunch that it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So when you were like 12 years old, I read that it's your mom to blame for your guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that got you the guitar.
Oh yeah. She told like all of her kids, like when they reached around that age, she was like, well, when I was a kid, I had to learn a musical instrument. So you're going to have to learn one. She hated learning musical instruments, so she viewed this as like a punishment or something. But she's like, so you're all going to have to learn one. I'll let you pick what it is, though, because I didn't get to pick mine. So I picked guitar, and then that was like the end of me being a good student, basically. And
Now, did you have siblings that had chosen other instruments? Was there going to be like a family band kind of thing?
Both of my siblings are like quite a bit younger than me, so they didn't have to choose theirs until later. And neither of them stuck with theirs. I think my sister chose the flute, and I don't even remember what my brother chose.
Christian Lee Hudson is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. He's just released a new record called Beginners. ChristianLeeHudson.com is the website to learn more. So a review recently came out of this new record, I think by Pitchfork, and I want to read you an excerpt from this. I don't know if you've read this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Pitchfork referenced that you had released two solo albums in the early 2010s, neither of which appears to be currently available on streaming services. In the absence of any earlier trajectory to trace, a few key questions. Who this guy is, where the hell he came from, how he got so damn good at this will have to go unanswered. Can we answer some of those today?
We might be able to. I don't know. You could probably infer from my answer what your own answer might be.
You released a couple of records in like 2013 and 14. One of them you described as being influenced by the Carter family. Mm-hmm. Another by pop music of the day.
Yeah.
And then quite a number of years go by. So obviously, these were probably things that you were listening to around the time those songs for each album came together?
For sure. Like, I'd lived in Nashville for a little while, and I just was out of high school, kind of was like obsessed with Gram Parsons, and then trying to like follow that back through George Jones, and George Jones back through, you know, early like Bristol Sessions type, like old time music. And so a lot of the stuff that I was learning, that first record, which, I mean, I dare anyone to find it. Yeah, is like that style of stuff. And then the second one, I was just like, man, I love pop music and I love Taylor Swift. And I wonder if I could, like, what it would sound like if I did, like my own, version of, you know, that kind of thing filtered through my own musical, what I've learned so far.
So are those chapters that you just kind of leave in the past because they are not, you know, they're not indicative of what you're doing now, the sound that you've landed on?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm not particularly like proud of them, but they are like a good moment in time. They never had like any sort of like official, label release. So they just kind of, if the amount of people that have them. And then, I mean, maybe there's a way to like illegally download them that I'm unaware of, and that can be a way that people find them. But yeah, I'm not that interested in re-releasing them.
Well, I want to talk about Beginners, which is a beautiful collection of songs, but let's hear some music first. Christian Lee Hudson is my guest. The new record Beginners out on Anti Records, ChristianLeeHudson.com is the website. What do you want to play first for us?
This first one's called Atheist. It's the first track on my record.
On our initial descent into Chicago, Katie leans over my lap, looking out the window for a glimpse of the house we were kids in. She says I hated it then, but now I kinda miss it. Shirts in the microwave, trash in the sink, quarters in a mason jar for every time she smokes. She says if we keep this up, girls, in no time we'll be broke. I don't remember getting older, but I'm slowing down. I don't know if I'm gonna miss you where I'm going now. The 20th of October, hair of the dog, a blanket on your shoulders, reading the menu in an accent, trying to get you laughing. Said some kids from the Christian school came to sing her a song. They went like angels watching over us all our little lives. I don't know if I buy it, but it does sound kind of nice. I don't remember getting older, but I'm slowing down. I don't know if I'm gonna miss you where I'm going now.
That is called Atheist. Christian Lee Hudson is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions from Afar, joining me from his home in the Los Angeles area. That one kicks off the brand new record called Beginners. That's really cool.
Thanks.
It's a beautiful song, and the guitar work is fantastic. Obviously, when Mom had you pick, you definitely dove right in and figured it out.
It took me a number of years to get to that, to play that like that, though.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Let's talk about this collection, Beginners, produced by a colleague of yours that we know quite well, Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah.
This relationship went back a couple of years, right? You didn't just target her to produce the record, but you have worked with her on a couple of different projects.
Yeah, we've worked together for a while. I feel like, in fact, she targeted me to produce my my record. Yeah, which I was happy to. I mean, she had never produced anything before, but she's my friend that I like trust the most with. I feel like everything artistically that she does is right. I don't know a better word to describe it.
Yeah, I remember in doing preparation for our conversation, I was watching some videos of you online and, just through the YouTube rabbit hole, ended up on a Phoebe Bridgers thing that I think she did at KEXP up in Seattle. And sure enough, right over her shoulder is you.
Yeah, I remember that. That was for Better Oblivion Community Center, I think. That's our band with Connor Oberst.
You also have done some co-writes songs that we are quite familiar with, including one that we have been playing a lot recently, which is Garden Song.
Oh yeah,
which shows up on Phoebe's new record.
Yeah, I keep forgetting
that's
that
phenomenal song
that it's out already. That is one of
my
favorites.
It's out and it's hot right now. Congratulations! It's a great song.
Thanks. Yeah, that was a fun one to get to be part of.
So you have obviously been writing for some time. I mean, not only on your own records, but doing co-writes with other folks. When did the songs for Beginners start coming together? And when, when is that moment when you decide, oh, hey, this maybe isn't a collection of songs, it's an actual record?
They started coming about, the earliest one is like 2014. And then, I don't know, I'm always kind of writing in my early 20s, I guess, was sort of frantically just writing more quantity over quality. And I think this record is more like an exercise in like spending a lot of time on each individual song as opposed to just like trying to rush them out there. So there were probably like 40 or so songs that could have been on this at any point in time over the last few years, and then these are kind of just the ones that we felt like were the best ones.
I mean, were all of them in that list songs that kind of fit the sound? I mean, all kind of from the perspective of a narrative storyteller, simplistic, I don't mean simple in that easy to play, but pared down acoustic guitar arrangements?
Not necessarily. There were a few ones that were like kind of, I guess, louder at some point. I don't know. It took me a while to figure out like what the best delivery method for the songs was. And we settled on just like the delivery method that it's just me the sound of me in my kitchen when the moment I write the song. So
yeah, it's captured beautifully.
Thank you.
Is it true that some of these tracks that made it on the record got their start as voice memos?
For sure. I mean, all of my songs sort of get their start as voice memos. I mean, that's Phoebe and I, when we're like sending each other song ideas, we just have, if you went back through our text thread, it's like 70 voice memos that we send back and forth to each other of various different states of songs that end up either becoming something or not.
Will you play us another song?
Yeah, for sure.
What's next and what can you tell me about it?
This song's called Northsiders. It's the first song that we released from my record. And it's about growing up in Santa Monica, California.
This is Christian Lee Hudson on JPR Live Sessions.
I was new in town, kind of goth. I met you in the science quad. You asked if I had any pot. We're going up to Mikey's spot. Covering important ground. I tried cocaine at my cousin's house. Yeah, I'm probably addicted now. The things that children lie about. I didn't notice it was getting late. You offered me a place to stay. We live up in the Palisades. Tell your folks you ran away. Besides, you're a Northsider now. Nothing's going to change it, pal. Didn't trust the government. Said that we were communists and thought that we invented it. Morrissey apologists, amateur psychologists, serial monogamists. We went to different colleges. But you said that we would always be branches on the same old tree, reaching away from each other for eternity. And you know I can't argue with that. Nothing's going to change it now. In the smoothie shop, but I couldn't get the weekend off. She told me I was getting soft. I read an article about the accident, probably reaching for cigarettes, and missed the brake lights up ahead. I hope it was an instant death. Sometimes I imagine us way down the line, getting fat somewhere in the countryside. It's crazy how things shake out sometimes. But maybe that's enough magic for me. Nothing's going to change it now.
That one is called Northsiders. Christian Lee Hudson is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. It's a song from the new record just out called Beginners. ChristianLeeHudson.com is the website. Christian, are these songs generally about real people? People from your world?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel like they're not, they don't always do the things that they do in real life, but they're, all the characters, I guess, are based on real people that I know or grew up with, or you know, they're based out of like stories of of other, you know, of things that have happened to me or my friends or my family. But yeah, sometimes I kind of jumble the names to not...
To protect the innocent or guilty?
Exactly, yeah.
So does anyone who gets close to you have to worry about a future song? Is that kind of how it works?
I hope that they wouldn't. I mean, I try to be respectful. I don't feel like I have, like... Yeah, I don't know. It's something that I've thought about, though. I would hope that they wouldn't feel like they're going to get, like, outed or something. I feel like the person that I out more than anybody is myself, usually. Yeah. So
there's such an interesting, like, objectivity to your storytelling. I mean, it never feels like there's any, you know, pent-up aggression or anger toward the folks, but you do lay stuff bare in your choice of words. Has that always been the way you approach songwriting?
No, not at all. I mean, I feel like I, in my early 20s, was like very accusatory, I feel like, and very like, I feel like victimized myself in a way that was not really equal. I don't know. I became interested like 4 or 5 years ago. Somebody gave me a Raymond Carver book of short stories. And one of the things that I noticed about his stories is that it was like just sort of like facts of a situation is what it felt like. It wasn't like the writer was never telling you how to feel about it. And that became like a shifting point for me in songwriting, just to be able, I wanted to be able to write, without trying to influence anyone's opinion of what is going on. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I remember an old song from Ani DiFranco called Untouchable Face that has an F-bomb in it repeatedly. And it grew, I don't know if you know the song, it's kind of the chorus. And over time, as audiences learned the song and started singing along with it, it became a more and more aggressive F-bomb. And I remember her on stage at a show talking about how people have got it wrong, that it's not... It's not an angry, aggressive F you. It's just sort of resignation, you know, like being tired and being exhausted. And I know in at least one of the songs on this record, you kind of drop a very casual F-bomb talking about a former band member.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like it's angry. It just sort of feels matter of fact and resigned to, you know, somebody you used to know. I love the moment because it comes out of nowhere and it's extremely funny.
Yeah, it's that is like a very, I really like that line as well for the same reason. It's not like blamey. It's just like how you would talk. I don't know. That became an important thing for me in writing, as well as like trying to talk in the voice that you would actually honestly speak in.
It does have a degree of authenticity to it for sure.
Thanks.
Would you play that one for us?
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Let's wrap up with that. This is Get the Old Band Back Together. Christian Lee Hudson is my guest on JPR Live Sessions.
You idiots in your leather jackets and glasses, you know I could still kick all your asses. Harry, I had a thought. If I dust the old axe off, maybe we could give this thing a real shot. Let's get the old band back together again. Let's get back in the room and let the magic happen. Let's get the old band back together. After the baby, everything changed. I only have a couple a night these days. And I'm glad that I came. I like the new name, but with Hannah on bass, it really doesn't feel the same. Let's get the old band back together again. Let's get back in the room and let the magic happen. Let's get the old band back together. Ba-ba-da-da, ba-ba-da-da, ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da. I've been gigging around, it's really bumming me out that suddenly no one wants to play it really loud. Let's get the old band back together again. Let's get back in the room and let the magic happen. Let's get the old band back together. Let's get the old band back together again. Let's get back in the room and let the magic happen. Let's get the old band back together. Let's get the old band back together. Let's get the old band back together.
Get the old band back together, minus one word for those of you listening on the radio. Christian Lee Hudson is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. It's a song from a beautiful new collection called Beginners, which came out on Anti Records. ChristianLeeHudson.com is the place to go online for information. Thanks for playing that.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for requesting it.
Before I let you go, so tell me what life has been like for you in Los Angeles. I mean, everybody's shifting and trying to figure out what we're doing in the middle of a pandemic. What has your day-to-day been like?
It's been really, I'd say, like, the beginning of this, like, quarantine is just a lot of, like, reading and watching movies and trying to figure out, like, how to move my body around enough to not have bed sores. Our apartment is really small. I feel like I've gotten into the swing of it now, and my wife and I just adopted a puppy, so that that's also taken up a little bit of our time the last week, just getting him adjusted.
So as a working musician, and at the moment I'm putting working in quotes, right?
Yeah.
Does it feel like, I mean, when you look out, does it feel like it's starting to get a little better, or does it feel like it's starting to get a little worse the longer this goes?
It's hard to tell. I mean, I feel like I caught it at a really weird time because this started like really at the beginning of when I would be out like touring and doing that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I have a pretty positive outlook on it. I think that eventually, like, there'll be concerts again. Maybe it won't look the way it does, or the way it did in the past, but I don't, I feel like it's going to get better than it has been the last few months, for sure.
Yeah. Well, the record is beautiful. I'm grateful you had time to do this with us today. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And stay safe.
You too.
Christian Lee Hudson is my guest. The new record is called Beginners on Anti. ChristianLeeHudson.com is the website. We'll have audio from our session today up on the web at ijpr.org. Open Air continues right after this.